There are thought criminals who maintain that the resistance is not real. Believe me, it is very real. Perhaps you are not familiar with how it operates. And perhaps you imagine a huge network of conspirators prepared to commit any atrocity to demoralize and weaken the order of our society. The reality is infinitely more subtle. They are not an organization in the sense we know. Nothing holds it together but an idea. There is no possibility of change in their life. In the face of the thought police, they cannot act collectively. Individually, they cheat, forge, blackmail, corruption, spread disease and prostitution in the name of spread.